This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Joyce Goh and Tan Chung Han with the top business stories of the day. Before we get to that, just a quick reminder that after the 8 o'clock bulletin, we have on the breakfast grill today, Yang Bohamad Fahmy Fazel, Member of Parliament for Lembah Pantai. Lembah Pantai, because it's part of the Federal Territories, Wilayah Persekutuan. And you could be able to ask him questions or make comments as well. This is the new Malaysia, so feel free to be critical. There's a Twitter handle that we have, BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. And remember, you don't have to be anonymous in the new Malaysia. You can put your name to your convictions, okay? let's go to one of the top stories yesterday, in a day full of top stories, the first press conference by the newly minted Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng. Remember, he's not a Dato' Sri, as he said, you can call him Saudara.
Yeah, that's right. And I was at the press conference yesterday at the MOF building. It was day one, early days for the new Minister of Finance. And this press conference, at least judging by the press statement that was handed out to members of the press, was very much focused on 1MDB. So he outlined some very near-term commitments. So for example, by the end of this month, next week, May 30th, there's already an interest payment that's due for 1MDB. Now, those items are not necessarily new, because if you've been following the 1MDB story, you know, 1MDB has constantly, over the last year or so, been issuing press statements about interest payments that they've made. But yesterday at the press conference, the finance minister, I got to get used to calling him finance minister now. The finance minister actually made a stunning revelation whereby the payment, the money used for these interest payments for 1MDB, actually came from the government's coffers and not from 1MDB's rationalization program, as has been claimed in the past.
Yeah, so he revealed that the Malaysian government had forked out a total of 6.98 billion to service the debts of 1MDB. And he says that he has given instructions to Arulkanda Kandasamy, that is 1MDB CEO, to brief and clarify if 1MDB is able to pay, Han, you were saying, the upcoming sum that is due next week.
Yeah.
Because all this time, I think Arul has been saying that 1MDB has been able to pay their debts, right? So I think what Guan Eng is saying is he's already asked Arul to come and let's have a meeting and see whether or not whether or not 1MDB can actually pay the upcoming debt that is due.
Okay, this is the finance minister speaking at the press conference yesterday.
I've also been informed that Arulkanda remains as the president and CEO of 1MDB until 30th of June 2018. Arulkanda has to date insisted that 1MDB is fully able to service its debt obligations. Therefore, I've given instructions for Arulkanda to brief and clarify if 1MDB is able to pay its debts.
That was the finance minister, Lim Guan Eng.
All right. So the figure that's due next week on May 30th is 143.75 million ringgit. Then on top of that, between September and November of this year, another 810 million ringgit is due in interest payments on 1MDB debt. All right. So those interest payments, not exactly new per se, you know, but it's where the money is coming from. Mm. That's actually quite troubling, because I recall in my previous gig when I would follow up with 1MDB, they would issue these press statements, right? Oh, we made the interest payment, we can pay our dues, and it's due to the debt rationalization plan. When I would ask these follow-up questions, like, well, which part of the rationalization program? Was it from the Bandar Malaysia project, TRX, or any of the liquidating of other assets? Always, I would just be stonewalled. I wouldn't get a response. Now we've got clarity from the new finance minister.
I mean, what is also stunning is the fact that government has been quite opaque for decades. That one of the things that Guan Eng revealed were their so-called red files, files that with limited access. So there was a lot of stuff going on that was not open to an audit, wasn't open to scrutiny. scrutiny, and perhaps, and we wondered to what extent civil servants had to sign off on these things blindly, you know, without full knowledge of what was going on.
Yeah, it's quite surprising because apparently, like, even auditors and treasury officers were not able to access certain files, certain books. And what Guan Ying said yesterday was that they want to ensure that, you know, all these accounts are going to be open, they're going to have an open book, and to ensure that people and personnel who need to access these books will be able to see it, and we will all be able to have the actual data of where our finances are.
Right. And this was some of the questions that were posed by members of the media at yesterday's PC. You know, so a lot of what we thought we knew about 1MDB may have to be rewritten almost, right? So for example, part of the narrative that was given out of 1MDB over the last couple of years, at least since 2015, was that the debt levels at 1MDB had been pared down. So it peaked at about 50 billion or so. And even during Arul Kanda's pre-GE14 roadshows, you know, I was at one of those, and he said, you know, that the debt levels had actually gone down to about 30-ish billion or so. Now, you know, now that we know there are these red files, you know, auditors haven't been able to access them, we also asked the chief minister, well, what is the latest figure on 1MDB's debt levels right now? He still doesn't have a number yet, and hopefully we'll get that figure sooner rather than later.
But he did confirm that Malaysian debt exceeded 1 trillion ringgit, but I'm just waiting for further details of that, right, Han?
Yeah, correct. So, you know, that was something that many of the journalists who were there yesterday were asking, well, how did you arrive at that 1 trillion ringgit figure? What is the breakdown? Now, we note that YB Ong Kian Ming, who was there at the press conference yesterday as well, and who's also assisting with the MOF, he has tweeted about it, broken up into three different parts, but ultimately, where is that increase? Did the increase come in terms of the official debt, i.e. debt that we taxpayers have to pay for, or is it from the statutory guarantees / contingent liabilities, or is this some hidden debt that's out there that we didn't know about? For example, pembinaan, PFI, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, or something from the red files that
red
you know,
files.
Yeah, the red files.
Well,
yeah,
see, one of the problems with the story of the contingent liabilities is that it's not something unique to Malaysia. Contingent liabilities are there, but it really turns on the success and the soundness of those businesses that have now been guaranteed by government, right? So if that project was essentially or in design a scam, to use a crude word, then you might actually be very concerned about the debt levels that have been accumulated behind that that particular project. And what we don't have, if we haven't had for decades, is transparency in governance. And so I think the real concern to, you know, introduce these numbers into our overall picture is, I think, real.
Right. But at the same time, I think we got to get a better grasp of what that 1 trillion ringgit in debt really entails now. Because right now, when you ask people, it's the impression is that, oh, this is 1 trillion ringgit that Malaysian taxpayers have to bear. Well, if the official debt still remains at that quota, whatever, 50-55% of GDP, and the increase rather comes from, say, contingent liabilities, that can be seen as perhaps one step removed, you know, whereby only if these contingent liabilities crystallize, in other words, if these companies fail to meet their debt obligations, you know, then only does the burden fall on the taxpayers. And keep in mind, it's not just the 1MDBs and the FELDAs and perhaps the pembinaan PFIs. These contingent liabilities or government guarantees are also issued to companies that can generate their own cash or that have assets that outweigh their liabilities, the likes of Tenaga, the likes of KLIA, you know, etc.
Yeah, but we have to wait for all the information. Because
sure.
If I'm not mistaken, I mean, we know that 1MDB, it's their debt is kind of guaranteed, right, by government. So if they cannot pay their debt, then there's a back-to-back guarantee. So at the end of the day, servicing that debt is also very important, whether we can service our debt. And if you keep building on that debt, you have to make sure that we can service that because that is important.
Another story coming out of that yesterday's press conference, of course, was the issue of the GST, its removal, and so on and so forth. And this is the finance minister speaking about that.
Kalau kita ikut manifesto Pakatan Harapan, ialah kita akan pilih kadar yang lama. So kalau kadar lama, saya rasa itu 10%. So sekiranya ada apa-apa perubahan, kita akan maklumkan. Tapi kalau ikut manifesto Pakatan Harapan, kadar SST adalah 10%.
That was the Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng.
And once again, we have to wait for the official statement, but that is a hint from the Finance Minister as to what the SST, the eagerly awaited SST rate will be, 10%, going back to the old rate. Now, that's going to this is going to be quite the poser for the business community. How do they digest this? And also for the ratings agencies, Moody's has said that the GST removal is credit negative. More information in the business papers today.
Credit negative because loss of revenue, yeah? That's what you're saying. But if they can plug that, then yeah.
We're coming up to the top of the hour. We'll be back after the bulletin with Yang Berhormat Fahmi Fazil, Member of Parliament for Lembah Pai Thai, on our Breakfast Grill. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with the Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.